Okay, this week's Sedra has in it many mitzvahs. Amongst them is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, returning a lost article. You find a lost article, and there's ways of identifying it, so you have to take it and watch it and announce it, and hope that the owner will hear the announcement and come and claim his Aveda. The Gemara says that this does not only refer to returning physical, material things to a person that he lost, but it also refers to returning him personally, meaning he's sick, healing him, giving him advice how to be healed. That's also called Hashavas Aveda, returning his health. He lost his health and you're returning it. Or a person is lost. He needs directions. So you're returning him. He's lost and you're returning him. All of that is included also. However, it goes even way beyond that. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that the Torah says, Ki sireh shor ochicha o chamoro nidochim. You see his ox or his donkey that are straying, wandering, lost. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, it mentions a few things. It mentions his donkey, mentions his clothing, or anything that he lost. So he says the donkey represents material, physical things that a person lost. His clothing represents spiritual things that he lost. In other words, it's not only a person's physical well-being, right, or physical not being lost, but a person who's lost spiritually also, there's a mitzvah to return to him his heritage, and that he shouldn't be spiritually lost. And kol aveda sachicha, anything that he lost, comes to include his portion in Torah. Somebody is missing and unaware that he doesn't have a portion in Torah, and you return it to him, you teach him, so you're also returning a lost article. The Chofetz Chaim also says similarly that if there is a mitzvah to return somebody's material possessions, there's surely a mitzvah to return his spiritual heritage that he may be lost, or he lost from, or it lost from him. And the Chofetz Chaim continues, and he says that even if the person himself isn't interested, right, he doesn't realize that he lost anything, but you find it, there's still a mitzvah to return it to him. Same thing over here. Even if the person himself doesn't realize that he lost his heritage, he doesn't know what his heritage is, he doesn't know that he has a share in the Torah, so there's a mitzvah to return it to him and to see to it that he reclaims his heritage and reclaims his share in the Torah. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef puts another dimension to this aspect of this mitzvah of returning a lost article. We're now the spiritual end of that. And that means that you make a person return to his original status. Right? We all started out pure. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahorei. We say it every morning. The neshama you gave us was pure. When we sin, or we stray away from that, so we're straying away from our essence. And tshuva means returning to your essence, not getting something new. It's returning to where you strayed from. Just like returning the lost animal back to its original position in that person's ownership. The animal strayed away from the owner. So too, when you return yourself or someone else back to your starting point, that's called tshuva, return. So says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, it says in the Torah regarding returning the lost article, Hashav tishivein, return it, yea, return it. So he says that first you have to return yourself, and then you can return others. First you have to return to your starting point spiritually, and then you can return others to their starting point spiritually. And this echoes another halacha that applies to a regular aveda, a regular lost article, and that is avedos kodem. You come first. Let's say you have a pet dog that's running away, and your friend is walking down the street with their pet dog, and it's running away, and you can only save one of them. They're both running into the street. One's going to get by a car, and the other ones you can save. So the halacha is you save yours. You're allowed to save yours. If you want to be a hero and save the other one and let your dog die, that's fine. But you have a right to save yours. Same thing over here. If you're saving somebody spiritually and returning their heritage, returning them to their initial status, then you come first. First, return yourself. Then you can return others. So I thought that since this halacha has implications to not only returning physical, material, lost articles, but also to spiritual lost articles, we can learn some of the halachos, some of the laws that apply to returning lost articles to the whole idea of tshuva. How to do tshuva. Since this is the month of tshuva, of repentance, so we can learn some of the rules of repentance from the rules of returning lost articles. First thing is that it says, Kisire shor shor achicha nidachim. If you see the property of your neighbor wandering away, first condition is you have to see it. You have to recognize it. So before you can return, and we're talking now about returning yourself when you're lost to your original status, before you can do that, you have to recognize that you're lost. You have to recognize that you wandered. Because if you don't see that it's a wandering thing, you don't see that it's lost, you'll never return anything. So before you can do tshuva, you have to recognize that you're lost, that you've wandered away from your ideal status. And then it says, once you recognize that, lo sucha lehisalin, you can't just ignore it and pass it by. You have to do something. You have to pick it up and get involved in returning it. Same thing over here. Once you recognize the fact, first thing is hakara sachet. Recognize that you have sinned, that you've strayed. Next thing, do something about it. Okay, now I know hakara sachet. The next thing is regret it and start the process of tshuva. So the next state is losucha lisalim. Don't ignore that fact. Don't just take it, well, I've strayed, that's it. Now do something about it. Don't ignore it. The next condition is that you have to have simanim. In other words, the thing that you find has to have identifiable markings so the person who claims it in a regular case can identify it. Okay. And if there are identifying markings, then we know the person didn't give up hope of finding it because he can identify it. But if it has no identifying markings, it's something generic. Everybody has the same thing, and there's no special markings, then the person gives up hope of ever finding it because he can't identify it. Okay? So therefore, applying that to doing tshuva is the following. You shouldn't give up hope and say, I've strayed, there's no hope, I'm never going to get back, I'm never going to be able to repair the damage that's been done. So how do you ensure that you won't give up hope? Find some identifying markings that identify the fact that you're not hopeless. Meaning, okay, I've strayed, but I'm not totally bad. I do have some good points about me. There's certain mitzvahs that I do. There's certain things, nice character traits that I have. Right? There's certain good things that I do to other people or to the Rabbanu Shalom or whatever. So there's hope for me. So if you identify those points that you have, the positive points, and then use them to regain the and correct the negative things, then you won't give up hope. So that's the next stage. Identify the fact, first of all, that you're lost. Then, what's it called? Don't ignore it. Do something about it. Don't give up hope. Because you can identify certain identifying marks in you that there is hope for you. That you're not a total loss, totally bankrupt. Everybody has good points about them too. Recognize them and use them as the incentive to be able then to return. Then there's another aspect. I think this is important to mention. There's a concept of when something is lost, not only from that person, but it's lost totally from everybody. Nobody can find it. It's lost totally. For instance, you have Hurricane Sandy, right, washes away your front yard. and all of the things there. Okay, that's something that nobody can save. It's washed out to sea. That's called avud mimenu mikol adam. It's lost from him and from everybody. It's impossible to get back. That kind of thing, we assume the person gives up hope and there's no mitzvah to return. There's certain things in every generation, in every place, that are basically things that most people, unfortunately, are doing wrong. And are, for a good portion, a nes mitzvah. Right? They're something that is dead to observance. Right? And it's a mitzvah to try and get it back, but it's very difficult. I think, okay, and don't misunderstand what I'm going to say, I'll try to explain it well. When a person has to decide how to do tshuva, okay, what am I going to repent on? Because we have all many, many things to repent. We're not perfect. To get back to a status of perfection is a very, very complicated and a very great process. So what should you concentrate on? Don't concentrate on the things that are pretty much lost to everybody, which in the place where you are not necessarily kept, right? That's something that the whole community has to work on, right? But if you're going to work on it and nobody else does it, it's very difficult to do those things. Therefore, concentrate on the things that you know are possible to do, that you have peer pressure, that other people are observant of. And that makes it easier for you to do it. But if nobody does, it's very hard for you to do it too. You don't have that peer pressure, that incentive. So therefore, even though it's a mitzvah to repent, even those things that nobody's doing, but don't make that your first priority. Because if you do, you're going to find that it's too difficult. Try to find something that most people do and that you're not doing, and therefore it's easy for you to repent with that, and also that it's easy to what's it called to do for you. So you've then been successful. You've had a successful tshuva on something that's not all that difficult and that other people are doing, so it gives you the peer pressure. What does that help? Because mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Once you're successful, success breeds success. Mitzvahs breed other mitzvahs. And once you're successful, even with something small and seemingly insignificant, but that's going to make it possible that the next tshuva that you do on the next thing is going to be a lot easier, even though it's a more difficult thing. Until finally you'll be able to do tshuva even on those things that other people don't do, that everybody's not doing, and you'll be able to do also. But build up towards it. Don't start with the things that are almost impossible, which breed failure, and failure breeds other failure. Okay, you understand that concept? Okay, then there's another halacha. What if I return this guy's donkey in the regular situation, and then it gets lost again? Come up next day, and his donkey's wandering around also. And he wasn't negligent or whatever. It was, what's it called? The donkey just got out again. So it's a mitzvah to return it again. How many times? Infinite. Hoshev teshive. Even 100 times, even more. Right? As more, many times as necessary, return the lost article. Same thing goes over here. If you weren't successful to begin with, right? If you weren't successful to begin with in your tshuva, or you repented and then you fell backwards again, try again. We say sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik can fall 7 times and get up. And it doesn't mean that he gets up despite the fact that he fell 7 times. Sometimes the falling the 7 times gives him the power, since he each time makes the effort, it makes it even more possible for him to get up. And also it's possible just the fact that he is interested in keeping to get up is in itself why he's a tzadik. A tzaddik may not be perfect, but at least he wants to be perfect. He's constantly trying to improve. Also, it says, we say every day, Kadei al Hashem, right? Hope for God. Chazak, strengthen yourself, the Kadei al Hashem. The Gemara learns from that, if you davened and you weren't successful, you weren't answered, then strengthen yourself and daven again. Don't give up. You did tshuva, it didn't work, you fell backwards, strengthen yourself, try again. Don't give up. That's another halacha in Hashavas Aveda. And then the Torah says like this. What happens, though, if you don't know who the person who lost the article, and he's far away, and you can't get to him? So then what should you do? Bring the lost article into your home, el toch beisecha, and guard it and watch it until the person will come and claim it. There are certain things that are very hard to do tshuva on. You're far away from the goal. So what should you do until you can actually repent? So the Or HaChaim Kodesh says, beisecha means go to the Beis Medrash, start to learn a little Torah. You'll learn more, and that'll give you an incentive to want to do better. And then, bring it into your home means at least protect what you have, right? Guard that which exists so you don't slide back even further. Until you can get to where you want to go, at least don't go back any further. So create a home environment where at least you're protecting and guarding what you have so you don't go further back until you can go further forward. Okay? So that's the next thing in tshuva. If it's difficult and it's far from you and you have to work at it slowly, but at least preserve where you are so you don't slide back even more. And the way to do that is by learning Torah. The more you learn about what you need to correct, the more you'll know how to do it, and the more you'll have the incentive to do it, and the Torah itself will give you the merit and the help to do it yourself. And then in the end, if you make all of the hishtadlus, you make all of the effort, right, then in the end, you can't guarantee that the person who lost the thing is going to come and claim it. He maybe never hear about it. So it's not in your hand. Same thing with tshuva. Basically, it says the Yetzer Hara constantly overpowers a person, and if God doesn't help him, he'll never be successful. So in the end, you have to do your part, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam will see to it that your article is returned to you. So therefore, in the end, it's the Rabbanu Shel Olam who will see to it that your tshuva is successful. So even if it seems difficult, you put in the effort, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam will crown your efforts with success. Even if with your own efforts, it doesn't look like you'd ever be successful. But if you put in the effort, God will, right, you have to put in the effort to begin with. But if you do, then the Rabbanu Shel Olam is like, you know, if you go out to battle, so then the Rabbanu Shel Olam will send in the cavalry to help you. But if you don't make the attempt, the reinforcements aren't going to come. So you have to, God helps those who help themselves. I don't know where that comes from, but in any case, but it's true. And that's what we say, Hashiveinu avinu l'sorasecha. In the bracha of tshuva, we ask God to return us to the Torah. It doesn't mean that God's going to do it for you, but it means that if you put in the effort, the Rabbanu Shel Olam will see to it that you're successful, he'll help you. Okay? They say the same thing on Yom Kippur. Right, lifnei mi atem mitarim. In front of whom do you purify yourselves? Umi mitar, and who purifies you? In the end, it's God who purifies you. But you have to make the effort to purify yourself in front of Him. But in the end, He's the one who causes you to be pure. Same thing could be. That's the idea. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I have to first recognize that I have to return to my beloved. But if I do recognize that, and I do all these things that we mentioned, right, I take all of the initiative, then v'dodi li, the Rabbanu Shel Olam will come close to me, and he'll return me. And that's exactly what happened during the month of Elul, when we sinned by the golden calf, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, and we needed them returned. They were a lost article. They were lost. But God returned them to us. What did we do? We prepared ourselves. For 40 days, we prepared. And we did all the initiative to get it back. In the end, we didn't go up and grab them back or put them back together with super glue. The Rabbanu Shel Olam gave them another set of luchos. He gave us. He returned it to us. So that's how tshuva works. You put in the effort. You don't give up. You recognize that you need to do it. You do everything you can, at least not to slide back. You do things, and little things that you're able to then have success and breed more success, mitzvah goreris mitzvah, and at the end, the Rabbanu Shel Olam will see and crown your efforts with success. And Yom Kippur will come, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam will give you the success of mechila and kapora and tshuva. So that is the avodah velo, to work on returning our lost articles that we have with the sins that we did, right, our Torah we didn't learn, all the things that we strayed from the straight narrow path. We have to return ourselves and return the things that really are rightfully ours, and we shouldn't only worry about ourselves, But once we're returning our lost articles and returning ourselves, we should see that we also return other people's lost articles and return them to their original status also. And if we do that, Amir Sashen, then the day will come when the Rabban Shalom will return the entire world back to its original status. And when Mashiach comes, the world will go back to the way it was to begin with, like in Gan Eden, and that should happen soon in our days. Okay.